Welcome to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
Hey there, audience. This is Go Yard, and I'm Mama Mac, and with me right here in the studio is my wonderful co-host, Dr. Angel Falzone. There you are, Doctor.
Good evening.
We're getting ready to have a good time tonight, aren't we? Because we got some subject matter that's really going to change people's lives.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
We do. It's not that the other shows haven't, because they have. We're excited about what's happened. We just started this show. September the 18th was our first show. Of 2014, and here we are already in a new year and coming right along with some interesting topics that are really going to be life-changing for our audience. And we want you to be involved tonight. We are grateful to the ones who call in, to the ones who text in. There's quite a few of those. If you want to call in during the show, there are two numbers for that. Let me give you that so you can grab a pencil while I'm talking. 727-441-3000. That's an easy number to remember. Our area code round here in Pinellas County, Clearwater, Florida is 727. So 727-441-3000. Or there is a toll-free number, 866-826-1340. And we want to welcome our new affiliates. Doctor, last week was the first time we had the opportunity to do that. And our show aired a couple hours ago, Central Time. So we're excited about that. And we have joined the Starcom Media family as of a couple weeks ago.
It's been amazing. It's very amazing.
It is, because that has taken us on to 21 radio stations across the United States. And about 400 affiliates in different parts of the globe, actually different countries, several countries. So that is what we've been wanting to do, and the opportunity came our way, and we jumped on it. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
So welcome all you Starcom Media associates and affiliates, and we are a radio show that is... airs live out of Clearwater, Florida every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time live. And you could actually catch that in your market by going to tantalk1340.com and just adjust for where the time frame of where you are. So we air live 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday night. And so we welcome you to join us live or join us on the other time on the Starcom Media affiliate time. So anyway, got a lot to get to today. We started a new series last week, Dr. Angel, and the title of it is The Power of Forgiveness. Why is there power with forgiveness?
Oh, because it sets us free.
Sets us free from what?
From all kinds of nasty, terrible, negative things that can be going on inside of us, and we choose not to forgive.
Yes. And there's so many of our audience that may want to comment on this topic tonight. We have a new text number. It comes right here to my phone, and you are welcome to use that anytime during the show. And I'll be checking those periodically. That text number is 727-888-4171. Let me give it to you again. You can use it anytime. 727-888-4171. During the show or before or after the show. It doesn't really matter. You can use that text number anytime. So, Doctor, we're talking about forgiveness because we all need to learn something about this topic, don't you think?
I think everyone can benefit from this, yes. I mean, you know, some of us who practice it, we need to learn to practice it a little bit more often or frequently or better, and we can always grow.
We can always grow, can't we?
Always.
And even when we think we know how to forgive, there are things happen in life. Life brings us some situations sometimes that are very difficult for us to accept.
Oh, very much. Sometimes those are the norm, not even the exception.
Right.
So.
Yes. And so we talked last week about the fact that forgiveness is a decision. And it's not something that necessarily is a feeling. Would you agree with that?
No, forgiveness is not a feeling at all.
Okay.
It's a concept. It's a stage. It's a progression. We don't typically, unless they're very minor infractions, forgive in an instant. It's a process, like peeling back an onion.
Okay.
And there's layers and layers to the depth of depending on what's happened and what occurred that you know, you need to forgive.
So the person that says, well, I'll forgive when I feel like it. My feelings are still too raw right now. I'm still too mad or whatever. Or if I ever feel like forgiving, then I might work on that. What do you say to that person?
Well, feeling will most likely never really feel like forgiving. It's not easy. It's hard when somebody's hurt us or we felt like we've been wronged or something that's, you know, occurred that is just hurt. It's feeling like is not usually how we deal with it. It's a choice.
Okay.
And, you know, forgiveness is not even really based on the other person. And that's where I think we so many people get hung up because they don't deserve to be forgiven. Yeah, well, I don't deserve to be tied to the person who hurt me and this hurt for the rest of my life. So I deserve to be set free. And that's why I forgive.
There you go. And I think we need to go over that concept again, even though we really talked about it a lot last week. If you missed last week's show, you can catch them on our website in a couple weeks, or you can go to the podcast here on tantalk1340.com and catch last week's show. But I find it very interesting, Doctor, that so many people don't realize that they're dragging around a weight, like a big old sack of bricks.
Absolutely. And that sack is going to depend on the depth and the length that we carry it. And the longer we carry it, the heavier it gets.
Yes.
And the more damage it can do to us emotionally, physically. You know, we went over a lot of that last week, but so go back and catch that because, you know, it leads to diseases and cardiac diseases and autoimmune diseases and stress-related disorders.
Right.
And on top of anxiety and depression and a myriad of, you know, mental health and emotional effects. It hurts our relationships. It affects our present and affects our ability to work toward our future.
So unforgiveness is really toxic. It is poisonous to us, is it not?
So venomous. So venomous, yes.
I think you used that word last week.
I think
venomous.
I did, because it is. It's so, and I, you know, when I envision venomous, it's like, you know, I envision it just creeps
like
in and spreads.
Yeah, like a
snake, and it just keeps spreading and,
right,
and going through different aspects of our lives.
So would it be correct for the person who thinks that this awful thing that happened, that they have so much resentment and unforgiveness about, whatever it is, a lot of people think time will heal it. How many times have you heard that in your sessions with people?
Oh, I hear time. Yes, time will heal it. Sometimes time can give us different perspective, but you know what? The act of forgiveness is a time thing. It's a progression thing. We've talked about there are stages of forgiveness, but the longer we let something go that we've had unforgiveness, the more the venom has creeped into the system.
See, now that to me is a huge point for this show today. When we think that if we just leave it alone, it'll go away, or time will heal it, or we'll get over it, or we'll wake up one morning feeling like it's okay that I was raped. No, you'll never feel that it's okay that you were raped, right? For instance,
no,
I mean,
absolutely.
Or whatever the atrocity is, okay? We're never going to come to I feel okay that happened to me now. Usually, not.
No.
You're saying it spreads and it morphs.
And yes, and the longer we hold on to it, the more it has the opportunity to get into more systems of our lives and our bodies, physically, emotionally, like in all aspects, spiritually.
Right.
Unforgiveness is so toxic.
Okay. So resentment. Talk to me about resentment and how that relates to unforgiveness, Dr. Falzoni.
Well, you know, resentment is harbored from unforgiveness. When we choose not to forgive somebody, we start harboring this resentment towards that person.
How do we define resentment?
Oh, it's just really nasty, negative feelings that we kind of want to get even, or we might want to get revenge.
Okay.
Or sometimes we resent their voice or anything about them. To when somebody mentions their name, you will
cringe.
Literally
yeah.
Cringe.
Okay.
You know, and there is no better person to talk about revenge than little old Miss Medea, because she is our
Medea. Medea is played by Tyler Perry, and there's all these movies and great. So we have a little clip, don't we?
We do have a clip.
Let's
go. Why do you get so angry? I don't get angry. I keep trying to tell you and that jerk that I do not get angry. If somebody do something to me, I do something to them. That's just common sense.
So you believe in getting even?
Hell to the yeah.
Why do you feel the need that you got to get somebody all the time? It's like, get them. You don't think that's angry?
If they got me, I got to get them. Yeah, that's what it is.
But what you call getting got is a whole lot different than what other people call getting got. It doesn't take much to get you, does it?
Well, when you get and got and somebody done got you and you go get them, when you get them, everybody's going to get got.
Yeah, but if you're getting somebody that you say got you when they didn't get you to begin with, then you're getting the gotters when they didn't do anything to you.
Yeah,
to get
but if
you.
The gotters get me, I'm going to get my Glock.
Yeah, well, but you don't get the Glock when you hadn't been got.
So what I'm trying to explain to you is I don't care who done got me. I'm going to get them first. You get me, I'm going to get you.
Why is it so important?
Dr. Phil and Madea.
Gotta love
that's
Madea.
Exciting. I like that.
And it's a really comical way to make our point.
It is,
about
isn't it?
Resentment. And that's where she goes on about, I got to get them first now.
Yeah.
And it's almost as competition to hurt people.
Right.
Like, get it out. And we're this angry and resentful. And we're always having to get even and...
Right.
That's a stressful way to live. And
stress, yes.
Terrible, kind of.
Terrible.
With
way
our
to
relationships,
live.
You know, right. And now, you know, you almost feel like you got to start striking first before someone strikes you because you know they're going to strike you. So you got to kind of beat them to the punch. And we have a whole mess going on. And
wow.
Whew.
No, that's crazy stuff. I love that clip. That was very nice. I'm glad you and Chris found that because this is typical. I mean, yeah, that's to an extreme on that clip. But this is the way a lot of people live, don't they, Dr. Angel Fazzoni?
Absolutely.
They live to make sure that they strike first or they pay back quickly.
But this happens when they've harbored unforgiveness,
mm-hmm.
when they've been hurt, when
right.
they've been wronged, and they've held it, and they've let it grow in this venom that we were talking about.
Yes.
That is the result.
Yes. And so it becomes a competition type thing. I'm going to hurt you if you hurt me.
Or I'm going to hurt you because I think you might hurt me.
Right.
Even the thought you could possibly hurt me means I got a strike.
Right.
And so that's where I'm talking, that venom.
Yes.
This is what harbors that resentment when we choose to hold on to unforgiveness.
So it is a choice. That's what you're saying?
Absolutely. It's a choice.
So those that really just say, okay, I can't forget what happened. So therefore, I can't forgive. We made this point last week, and I'd like for you to go back over that real quickly. Forgiveness and forgetting.
You know, actually, we're going to hit that tonight in a lot more detail.
When
we go over the myths of forgiveness, and we can start right there. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook.
Right.
It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with us.
Right.
So it's not that I'm letting you off the hook for your actions. I'm not validating what you did or making it like it's okay.
Right.
I'm not denying that you have responsibility for your actions towards me.
Right.
So I'm not justifying what was wronged. I'm not forgetting. I'm not letting you off the hook. It's not about the wrongdoer at all. And that's where we have to change our way of thinking.
And that is huge because I think a lot of people equate forgiveness with, okay, it's okay that you did that to me. And things you're never going to agree with that behavior or that action or whatever the case may be. It's never going to be okay in a million years, right?
No, there are just some things that really can never,
especially
ever,
abuse
ever
and that
be
kind of
okay.
Things. Right.
And forgiveness, a lot of times, it has nothing to do with the wrongdoer. And I can forgive even if they haven't recognized or admitted what they had done was wrong or hurtful at any level.
Okay, last week I think we kind of closed the show with that concept that a lot of times people sit around and wait for the apology to come to them from the wrongdoer, and their attitude is, when they apologize, then I'll forgive them.
But I want you to think about this, because as long as you are choosing not to forgive someone, you are tied to that wrongdoing. You are tied to it. They are most likely not there. They've moved on, lived on with their life, not even looking at what happened. Sometimes they may not even realize that there was a wrong. So there's so many degrees of you know, things that could happen that we need to forgive, but we're the ones who are tied to it. So when I choose to not forgive, I'm choosing to keep this atrocity or this wrong or this negative thing tied to me.
Right.
And active in my life and bring it everywhere I go.
Okay, so it's not about the person who perpetrated the wrong thing or the attitude or the action or the statement or the hurtful event or whatever it is. It's not about that person, really.
No, and kind of like, you know, we did talk about this last week with our song Let It Go, but
yes,
it's letting it go. It's not living in the atrocity. It's not living with the wrong. It's letting that go.
Right.
So that we're free to move forward.
So it loses its power, doesn't it?
Right.
Effectively, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We may not have had the power of whatever happened and we felt wronged.
Right.
Usually that's one of the really reasons we feel so wronged is that someone has taken our power, have done something beyond our control and power. However, you do have the power to forgive, and that's getting back your power.
Right. So take back your power by forgiveness.
Forgiveness is powerful. It's giving you the power.
Okay. But it's an act of your will. It's a decision that you make, and it's not, and it is also a process in many cases, is it not?
Oh, yes, it's not. I mean, there are some wrong infractions, little things that can happen that we can forgive usually relatively quickly. But most of us when we're harboring resentment, a lot of times it's the bigger things.
Right.
And those are the process.
And it oozes out, doesn't it?
Everywhere. And, you know, we've talked about the physical effects. And it oozes into every relationship that we enter into and how we view the world. It becomes like our glasses that we see our worldview in.
Yes. And so often we may get angry, may have a temper tantrum, may react something, and it has nothing to do with the current situation really that much.
Oh, no, not at all. Usually when you have reactions that are very strong given the trigger, that's a huge sign that there's something underneath that we need to look at.
Right. And so that can be a wake-up call to us, right?
Maybe
a bell ringer when we see something in ourselves, some reaction that we have that maybe is what a lot of people would call overreacting.
Very much.
That we're overreacting. There's a reason we're overreacting, generally speaking. Can you define or can you explain overreacting to our audience, Doctor? Well, because maybe some people don't even know what I mean by that.
Well, overreacting is when we have a response that really doesn't fit what happened to give us that response. The trigger. We call that the trigger. There's something that triggered. Great example of overreacting is, you know, if I come home from work and my son didn't do his chores, and all of a sudden I'm screaming and yelling and I'm mad at the dog and I'm overreacting. It really that was way too much.
Instead of should have sat down and talked to the son about it.
You didn't do your chores, you're grounded.
Right.
And that's the overreacting is when we kind of take it and project it into other places of our life or we just, our reaction is way too big for what happened. That means we have something unresolved. And a lot of times it's for unforgiveness that's stuck down in there, or it could be unresolved other things from our past that we need to start looking at.
So that's a wake up call to us when we see ourselves overreacting, going off the deep end for something that doesn't necessitate that kind of a reaction normally, quote unquote, whatever normal is. So that's a wake up call. So then what do we do? Let's say that somebody in our audience right now is going, yeah, I had something like that happen this week and it scared me when I reacted the way I did. What would you say to that person?
Well, you know, it depends on what the degree is that's going on and the degree of behaviors to what's underlining. Because there are so many things that could be underlining it. And I don't want to minimize or not address that. So it's to look at it. Is there something within my realm? Can I start looking at this and working on myself? Can I look at what causes? What did I really feel? What was really going on inside of me?
Right.
A lot of times it could be, you know, unresolved hurt or the unforgiveness. And so sometimes we need to seek help.
Right.
You know, professional help.
Professional help. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So we've talked about how unforgiveness affects our health.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people, I think, probably say, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that I could get ill from carrying around a bag of resentment or unforgiveness or, you know, that kind of thing.
It can very much destroy our lives because what happens is we get stuck in those moments.
Okay.
Where we were wronged.
Right.
And then we start brooding and we start obsessing over that wrong over and over. And it brings up the feeling. So then we're triggering our body to this negative response continually. We're rewiring the chemical parts of our body. So now we're going to be more anxious. We're going to be more depressed. We're going to have stress-related issues because this is stressful. And we can't even function fully in our present.
Okay.
With who we have.
Yeah, it really does diminish the relationships we currently have if we're always in our mind going back. Because what happens is we begin to project, don't you think, that behavior that somebody else did on us, maybe this person's going to do the same thing, right?
Exactly. And that's where we talk about that, you know, we're obsessing over those thoughts. And now we're faulting people who may have not done anything wrong. We just think they could. The Medea starts, that resentment starts.
Yes.
And we're projecting it out onto someone else.
Right.
And now we're hurting that relationship because they're like, yeah, what did I do? What's wrong?
Right. Wow. This is a serious problem with most people, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, knowing how to deal with this unforgiveness areas in our lives and resentment. Last week, we asked a question, and it was to self-evaluate on a scale between 1 and 10, where you think your forgiveness level is. Do you want to amplify on why that's important to self-evaluate?
Well, self-evaluation, the more that we can evaluate and be aware of where we are, the more we can work on it. If I can't recognize something, I can't work on it.
Right.
So when I can say, all right, well, on the scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10, I have complete forgiveness. 1, I have no forgiveness in my life. I'm feeling like I'm on a 5 or 6. Okay, well, I'm doing all right, but I want to get it up a little more. So where can I start working on that?
Okay, so that really is an excellent way to kind of realize, okay, next time something happens, or when I find myself dwelling back on this event from 3 years ago, need to take a look at it.
Do need to take a look at it. And I'm starting to think about a hurt that, and sometimes it's not even just 3 years ago. You know, I deal with people that are thinking about hurts that happened 40 years ago,
oh,
and they're
yeah.
still so stuck there.
Absolutely.
That has robbed their entire present. And so one of the things I want to make sure we talk about is that forgiveness does not mean you have to continue a relationship with that person that wronged you.
Yes, we started to talk about that last week, and I think that bears more explanation here. Very important, because a lot of times people feel like if they forgive, they've got to just reestablish that relationship right where it was and go right on like as if nothing ever happened.
No, and that is not the concept or the essence of forgiving at all.
Okay.
If the person hasn't recognized what, you know, he or she has done, then the chances are it's going to happen again or something else can happen. So we have to be guarded. So depending on what's going on in the situation, you know, abuses and atrocities, we may never choose to be in relationship with that person.
Right.
But we can still forgive.
Sure.
And so I look at it this way. When, you know, you look at the relationship, sometimes, you know, we have a temporary break in the relationships. I can forgive. And then once you recognize maybe that, or we talk about it and we can communicate, maybe we can restore that relationship with a temporary break. Maybe we just need more, you know, communication, the relationship to figure out what happened, why.
Especially with spouses. I mean, it's not, you don't want to immediately just,
And we need more communication.
Yeah, communication.
You know, so that we can forgive what's going on and work towards not having this again.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's a temporary break. Maybe, you know, you need to take a break from that person until we can work through it. And sometimes it's a longer break or even a permanent break of relationship.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes it's just not going to be restored. That doesn't mean you can't forgive. That's the point you're trying to make,
That's
right?
the point. We can forgive no matter where that relationship is in the end.
Right.
We can still forgive.
We have a lot more to talk about. Let's take a break real quick.
Let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at M. Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, dot MyPlexus, P-L-E-X-U-S, products.com.
Is it time to consider a new pool enclosure or beautiful screen room for your family's enjoyment? Family-owned and operated, Boyle's Aluminum is the place to call for timely installation of all types of seamless guttering and screen enclosures. Boyle's Aluminum is A-rated on Angie's List and with the Better Business Bureau. Check out their website at boylesaluminum.com or call today for a free estimate at 727-504-9354. Mention this ad for a discount on your project. Boyle's Aluminum, treating you like family with honest and reliable service.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
With Mama Mac, Dr. Angel Falzoni, and we're really talking about a powerful subject today. Thank you, Engineer Chris. I like that song. And it's so important that we realize the power we have to carry all the junk, the resentments and unforgiveness around, and the power to break free from it, Doctor.
We have the power, very
much. Yeah, we certainly do. We want to ask a question as we go into our second part of this show. How is unforgiveness affecting your life?
Well, that's a very good self-reflective question.
How is it affecting our lives? And how does it for a lot of people that you see in counseling?
In so many ways, almost too numerous to list. I mean, like I said, we've went over a lot of it. A lot of relationship issues.
Relationship issues.
That's a big one. Depression and anxiety, a lot of times it's just stuff I can't let go or fears because of what's happened that I take into. And so it can just tear up our lives in so many ways. And I see so many. I mean, people who have autoimmune diseases, a lot of it is stuff from the past and traumas and unforgiveness. And so there's so much.
Right.
So much.
So it does affect most of our lives if we don't deal with it, right? And we were talking about the power just now and about giving that power to other people to bind us up is really what I think a lot of people don't even understand that logic that they really hold power over us in their own way when we don't do something about it.
Very much so. So what we're doing is we're giving our power away when we choose to unforgive.
Right.
You not forgive. To harbor unforgiveness. Boy, that was
tongue-tied.
There you go. I knew we'd get it eventually.
Harbor unforgiveness, right?
But we are. We're giving them our power. We just said, here, you know, you hurt us, and now take our power, too.
Right.
Really?
So it is so liberating to actually face an event or a situation or the crud that we have down on the inside of us that we've not dealt with and say, okay, I let it go. I can't change it.
Mm-mm.
I don't agree with what happened.
Mm-mm.
That's a point we made it earlier in the show and we made it last week too. You don't have to agree with the thing that happened in order to forgive. That's an important part of
this. Very much a bell ringer. We don't have to agree with it. At all. In fact, sometimes we probably never, ever, there's some things you can never agree with anyway. So what does forgiveness really mean? We talked about what it's not.
Yes.
So what is it?
Right.
You know, you think it almost sounds so simplistic, but it's not. You know, forgiveness does not mean having to forget.
Right.
In fact, we can forgive and not forget at all. We don't really want to always forget.
Right.
Because we need to be aware. And we kind of touched on this last week when we talked about the scars and when we've been cut and it's healed. And when we've forgiven, we can look at that scar and we know it's in our life. We might have made some changes.
Right.
But we don't feel the pain of that scar. It's there, but it's not causing us pain. And that's when we've reached forgiveness.
And we can learn from that event and maybe keep ourselves out of that same given situation later on in life.
Oh, very much can
In
learn.
Other words, be more aware of those situations or people that cause those kinds of hurt.
Or things that are going on. Maybe it helps us to make new boundaries for ourselves or our relationships of things we will be willing to have in our lives or not have in our lives. So forgiveness is not about forgetting. Forgiveness does not mean we are minimizing the experience of what happened to us. We're not minimizing it. I'm not agreeing. It's not saying it's okay. You know, I can forgive and still admit what happened was really wrong and kind of crappy, for lack of better words. Right. You know what? This really stunk that I went through this, but I can still choose to forgive and move forward in my life.
Absolutely. And not get stuck there.
You know, and things will happen in life. And, you know, you'll get those. It's like looking back at the scar. Life happens. You know, it depends on what's going on. And you might get a glimpse that will bring that reminder. But it'll be a flash of a reminder without those feelings of hurt.
And I think that is huge. And we want to hear from you. If you'd like to, there's still time during this show to call in. And let me give you those numbers again real quick. And then we're going to talk about this. 727-441-3000. Is a call-in number, also toll-free, 866-826-1340. And you can also text, and that comes straight to my phone right here in the studio, and that is 727-888-4171. And we'd love to hear your comments or your questions, or maybe you need some advice from the doctor here, and that is fine. We encourage you to call in. Feelings. Okay, go back to that. So often our feelings get in the way, I think, of us making any major progress with this issue of forgiveness. It's just, they just tie us up.
They can really tie us up. And the biggest feeling that can tie us up is this feeling like they need to make it right. They need to admit that what they, you know, they have, they. Forget they.
Right.
I can.
Yes.
I can admit this was wrong. I can choose to start letting go. I can release these feelings and thoughts that keep coming to me, and I can move forward.
Right. So back again to the power issue. You have the power to set yourself free, and that's what you're saying.
But so often, like I said, we get so tied into what the other person should do.
Right.
Guess what? A lot of times they're not going to do what they should do.
Well, and a lot of people wait around all their lives for somebody to come and apologize and to make it right, and then they say they will forgive at that point, you know? So.
Yeah, no. And it can't be. Forgiveness is not conditioned based on someone else. It's on me.
It's on you. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times people have hurt us and wronged us and they don't even know about it.
Right.
So if we're really waiting for them to talk about it, they may not even realize something they said we took different. That's where communication is so
important. And do we value that relationship enough to try to restore it? Or what, you know, what action are we going to take? It's personal responsibility, don't you think? A lot of times that's this topic is dealing with, is personal.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and so I know someone that when they don't want to deal with any conflict. They don't want any issue in their life. And so when there is a relational conflict, the way they handle it is they're just not going to talk to you. And then 6 months later, they might pick up the phone and pretend like nothing ever happened. And guess what? Something else is going to happen, and then they're going to be back out.
Doctor, I've known a lot of people like that in my life.
It's a very frustrating
thing. And they tend
to
deal with difficult situations by putting their head in the sand and acting like it didn't happen instead of dealing with it. But
dealing with it.
It comes out sideways eventually.
Always comes out. It destroys the relationship.
Right.
It's complete avoidance. And guess what? It's not going to be very productive.
One of those ways it comes out, I think, a lot of times is with depression. Mm-hmm. You want to talk to me about that?
Oh, very much so. It comes out with that depression, because when I'm not willing to deal with this relationship issue and I'm hiding in the sand or I'm cutting it off, I'm going to get really lonely.
Right.
I'm going to miss this person. I'm feeling like they wronged me. Or even if sometimes people do it when the other person said they wronged them and they just don't want to deal with the issue. They're
right.
Just cut it out. And so, yeah, it leads to a lot of brooding. They're thinking, they're obsessing, they're growing in depression. They're growing, you know, the blood pressure is rising.
Right.
And
don't you think a lot of times it's fear of a confrontation? They don't want to, they don't know what to say. Maybe they feel insecure. They don't know how to handle it. If they would actually open the door of communication with that person, what am I going to say? And they don't want to admit that they were so hurt, you know, because a lot of times that seems weak to people, admitting that you were hurt. You know what I mean?
Or even having to hear that you hurt someone else.
Or
either way, they do it sometimes both ways. And
right.
So, you know, that fear, yeah, definitely fear is big. Lack of self-confidence, you know.
That yes.
Definitely is a root in there for that. But it's not a working thing. And so we can't just wait for the other person to
no, we can't.
Bring it up, because it may never happen. So
if we just continue to stay with those hurts and brood, like you said, wake up in the middle of the night, remember them, or tell 500 of our closest friends, or whatever.
Oh, my favorite one is whenever they have the plastered all over Facebook.
Oh my gosh, that's one of the reasons I have a problem with Facebook sometimes. I know it's got value, but you see a lot of people really airing
Their dirty laundry
on there and saying stuff that they would not say to the person.
Not at all. And then they're, you know, waiting for this feedback to kind of justify their actions or
yes.
their feelings.
Oh, my gosh. And they'll hint at who the person is.
Oh, yes.
Say just enough that if those in your, like, immediate circle know who they're talking about, right? That's just wrong, doctor.
It's very wrong, you know, and it's funny because even like on my Facebook, I throw quotes or I'll throw principles or things that I'm seeing that's going around and,
right.
and you know, I'll put it out there. And, you know, I've had people call me, is this about me? And I'm like, no, if I have an issue with you, I'm going to call you and we're going to talk about this. I would,
right.
no, I'm not going to go backwards and put that out there. And that's nobody, we shouldn't be doing that.
Right. Absolutely. That's not healthy. That's not productive as far as resolving a problem. It just causes suspicion in people to make you even more, you know, uncertain.
It's just nothing good's going to come from that.
Right.
So it's not a good practice. So let's
okay.
keep our dirty laundry off of social media.
Oh, good idea. All right. Okay. So when we are in the process of forgiveness, there's some things that we really need to look at. And one probably, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that not every situation is just black or white, right?
No, there's so many situations there's so much, many dynamics that's going on there. It's not a black or white. And it's usually when there's things going on, sometimes there's contributions from both sides.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's very, there are situations where it's completely, one person has completely wronged the other person.
Right.
Unwilling. But there are a lot of situations that have a lot of gray areas in it.
Okay. So that's even more difficult, I think, when you harbor resentment because you can twist it around in your head kind of to make that other person be totally and completely wrong, right?
Well, and one of the techniques that can kind of help us with that, to overcome that, is looking at a situation and where did I contribute to this?
Right.
And sometimes I just contributed to what happened because I didn't have good boundaries or I let it happen.
Okay.
You know.
So looking for your own
contribution
Whoa,
to an issue.
That's huge. That's huge. That's mature, really?
It's very mature because really when we have some kind of conflict, a lot of times we both have a contribution. So
right.
Where did I contribute? You know, driving here to the radio station tonight, I was feeling very frustrated over a personal situation. And I'm thinking, you know, I was angry at myself for what I contributed to allow it to happen.
Okay.
And so that was my words. I feel frustrated with myself that I didn't set that boundary and I let this this person
okay.
have that room to hurt me that way.
Right.
And so now I'm going to work on, no, I'm not. I'm going to set this boundary in this relationship.
So when you're working on forgiveness, one of the good things to do is kind of go back over the facts of what happened.
Go over the facts and where.
But
where,
sometimes you don't remember it correctly.
We know. We
oh, at
yeah.
all.
We usually get a distorted memory of,
yeah.
you know, our side. And so the more objective we can kind of try to make ourselves,
right,
the better we're going to look at it. And so when I was looking at the situation, instead of feeling so frustrated with the person for what, you know, he or she did, I was more frustrated with my role of not setting that boundary in the first place that gave them this right. So now I have to forgive myself more than even the person who wronged me.
And that is so important. And we talked about forgiving ourselves last week. And I think that a lot of people stay bound up all their lives because they really have a lot of what we call condemnation going on in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're condemning themselves. If I hadn't done that, then he wouldn't have left me. Or if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have lost my job. Or,
you know, we can't go back.
On and on. If I would have.
Yeah, we can't go back. All we can do is take the information, make the changes that we can make at the levels we can make it, and move forward with these new principles and ideas and,
yes.
and move forward. And, you know, it's a learning experience. It's kind of like, you know, no matter what I do in my life, I always try to look at how can I do this better or how can I do this different so it's more efficient or whatever's going on. And so I'm always thinking in my own head, for the next time so I can learn
by time.
Those
That's
mistakes.
So important. Golly, you know, learn from our mistakes. Yes.
And we've taken vacations that were complete flops, and I noted down all the reasons why they were a flop. And then, you know, and the next time I wasn't, you know, we had different flops, but I changed all other flops. And so
okay.
if we start thinking about that and learn, you know, practicing things to do it different.
You're talking about people that can go back over the facts of a situation and be objective. And be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of our listeners know people who can't go back over those facts. Maybe what happens is it gets distorted and gets blown out of proportion and gets crazy.
Oh, and our listeners may know people like that. And our listeners may be people like that. So this is where it's really good to have someone you can trust that
yes,
I can bounce.
I was getting ready to say
help
that.
Help me with perspective. And
right.
I use those words all the time.
Perspective.
You know,
I love that word.
Help me with perspective. You know, I may be just being sensitive right now. Maybe I'm just tired. Maybe I misunderstood. Help me with perspective.
And I think if we have one or two people in our lives, we're blessed that mm-hmm. can do that for us and listen objectively and say, well, maybe, you know, what was your attitude when you said da 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 da? Or, you know, cause there to be some reflection that might. That might make sense to that person listening, you know?
So, yeah, we really do need those people that we can bounce
yeah,
with.
We do.
Sometimes we just get so blinded in what's going on and we lose perspective. It's so easy. It's like a tunnel and we just get trapped in our own mess around us. And so having
right.
someone that can not be involved, you know, that they can look in and say, okay, here's what I'm seeing.
Right. And then the person that's hearing this from their friend needs to not wear their feelings on their sleeve, right?
And be offended by it.
And be offended by now what the friend has said. Oh.
Has it been able to take,
yeah,
you know,
boy.
Honesty from people,
it takes,
too.
It just takes people being willing to be reasonable. I don't know. Maybe you can define that word.
No,
or
not
what I'm thinking.
Reasonable. It's just being willing to be able to take constructive feedback.
Constructive
sometimes
feedback.
It's negative,
okay.
Sometimes it's positive. But looking at it, this is not against me. This is to help me.
Right.
So when we think of it in those terms, because what happens when we start looking at it, when we talked about our perspective and our you know way we look and view things is how everything happens. And perspective is everything.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at this, they're helping me.
Right.
So this is going to help me in the long run. It's not that I'm bad. It's not that I'm negative. It's not that I stink as a person.
Well, it's just like my kids all played sports, you know, and baseball and all three of them did several sports. And they all had coaches at different times in their lives, you know, all the time. They were going through school and high school and basketball, baseball, my daughter, gymnastics, all those things, cheerleading. Coaches were standing there and saying, wait a minute, you know, don't. When you get up to the bat, let's change your stance a little bit. Let's grip the ball. And of course, this show is Go Yard. It's all about hitting home run in life. But, you know, the coach is there to point out, let's do it this way. Let's try that. Right?
Exactly. And that's the principle, you know. So if the batter gets up and throws the bat because they're so offended because
right.
they weren't standing, they'll never grow and learn
they'll
to do
grow.
It right. They'll just get stuck right there in those moments. And so we need to shed that if that's
right.
where we're at
yes.
and be able to say, I need a friend coach that I can trust to give me perspective that I can look at it. Maybe it's not all right, but maybe I always guaranteed everybody, I will hear what you say. I will take it back and let my feelings settle because I'm human.
Right.
Sometimes
sure.
I feel like, oh my goodness,
yeah.
let my feelings settle. I'm going to look at everything you said and then I'm going to take what I think had value.
Right.
And I'm going to get rid of what might not have had value.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to be able to do. And that takes some maturity.
Well, and we call this show now Life Coaching Radio. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing here on Thursday nights. We are trying to give people principles to help them like a coach would with a kid with a bat in his hand, right? Or
mm-hmm.
a ball, a pitcher getting ready to throw the ball, or a gymnastics coach or whatever. And the whole idea is, can we accept somebody's comments? Constructive, you called it constructive criticism.
Because constructive means we're trying to grow you through this, what's
yes.
going on. I'm
yes.
constructing you, not destructing you, not tearing
right.
you down.
Right.
So,
Right. And so when we look at this as constructive and we're bouncing off a situation that needs forgiveness with somebody we trust, mm-hmm. somebody that we think is going to shoot straight with us, we've got to keep our feelings kind of in check. Help our audience understand that.
And keeping our feelings, we are going to be human, and some things are going to feel not so good, especially the first few times we do this. It definitely doesn't feel good. It's a practice. And so learning to just say, you know what, I'm going to at least make the agreement that I will hear what you have to say. I will let my feeling, I will not react in the moment to that.
Right.
I will let my feelings settle, and I will give it an honest look.
So let go of your negative emotions right then.
Yeah.
Try your best to not just immediately get on the defensive.
Yeah, this is not about being defensive. And if we don't have people in our life, if we're really not able to take it from people, maybe it would be best to have, you know, a professional therapist
somebody
that, you know, we're not hurting a relationship in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a big part of this has to do with people becoming, in their minds, the victim, don't you think? And then this causes a very difficult time for them to be able to forgive because they're the victim.
It can be very challenging. And so when we see ourselves in the role as this victim, then, you know, everything's happened to us. And now you're telling me I need to do something? How dare you?
Right.
I'm telling you to take your power back.
Right.
You don't have to be a victim. However, some people get stuck in perpetual victim mode and they don't want to get out of that. They need the attention that comes with it and not
drama.
Mm-mm. But that's not what this show is about.
This
is about getting you up and getting you going and moving mm-hmm. you forward. And if you want to move forward, you need your power.
You do. So you've got to find some people in your life, whether it be a professional therapist or if it's friends or your mother or somebody that can listen to you and give you constructive criticism and not overreact to that criticism, correct? So that you can learn to forgive.
True. And we need to also be careful who we find, because some people think they want to give you constructive criticism, but you need to do everything they said.
Right.
That's not it either.
Right.
They need to be able to tell you some ideas or thoughts, and you still have the freedom to choose to use them or not.
Oh, yeah, because really that's a subtle way of just trying to control your life.
It is. And, you know, it happens in the face of, I'm trying to give you growing advice.
Yeah.
I've seen it many times.
Me too. And it becomes just another problem to deal with.
It becomes a huge problem. And so if we can't find those people, it's okay. There are, you know, we can join social groups or find professionals or life coaches. There's even life coaches out there that, you know, you can work in targeted areas. So
right. So it's trying to find some answers that will help you go ahead into the process of forgiveness on the issues that need that applied to them in your life, instead of just taking it as status quo forever. I'm going to be resentful. I'm going to be bitter. I'm going to be anxious, depressed. No, it's time to change those things in our lives, isn't it?
Very much, very much. And this is it. This is the year of
this
changing.
Is
this is the hope and opportunity. So we talked about that forgiveness is a process.
Right.
You know, it's not all black and white. You know, you may never be able to completely forgive, but you can begin to work through that process.
Right.
Depends on how deep the hurt is. It could be a lifelong process. But one, you know, we chunk it away. We've talked about the chunking
it,
principle.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so consider
a little
the
bit
value.
At a time, right? Chunking
so
it.
When we think that I'm forgiving because I'm benefiting me, it helps us to be motivated to work towards forgiveness.
Absolutely,
it's
it does.
Hard. And so think of the value. If I can forgive this and let this go, I'm going to be letting, you know, maybe I'll be able to get better sleep. Maybe I will be able to get off my blood pressure medicine. Maybe I can lose weight because my stress hormones are so elevated. I don't know, but think about how is this impacting your life?
And it does impact our lives, and that's what we've been saying. Wow. And what about if we know that we've done something to someone or more than one person that we've really hurt some people, but we don't want to deal with it? There might be some in our audience out there. We talked about forgiving ourselves, but mm-hmm. when we need to do something about the wrong we've caused, I don't think we should get off this topic without discussing that.
We definitely need to address that. So what if I need to seek forgiveness for something that I've done to someone? Just because I'm ready to ask for forgiveness doesn't mean they're ready to hear my
words.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so they may not be ready to receive it. So again, you have to be patient, you know. So seeking forgiveness is about recognizing what I did was wrong and admitting that my actions has caused someone else pain in some way. And so I can't ask, you know, seek your forgiveness. And if you didn't do this and this wouldn't have happened, blame you while I'm doing it because I'm not asking forgiveness.
Right.
So it's always done in humility and gentleness. And so I, you know, give that person the opportunity to forgive instead of saying, I'm sorry. Give them their power, because when I wronged you, I took your power. So, you know, will you forgive me, or I need you to forgive me, or I'm seeking forgiveness. And when you're ready.
So you like using the forgiveness word instead of I'm sorry?
Yeah. I'm sorry is I'm just telling you something instead of saying, will you forgive me? I've just given you the power. Now you can choose to say, I need to think about this, or I can forgive you, but I don't want to talk
to you. I like that concept. So often we just think, oh, hey, sorry I said that, and go on. And that doesn't really deal with it, does it?
No. And when I ask you to forgive me, I've just given you power. You could choose to say no. When I say, I'm sorry, you don't have a choice.
But the epitome of not dealing with that is the person who buries their head in the sand and never acknowledges that they've done this or that or that or that. And they just like let it go in their own way of not dealing with it.
True. And so taking responsibility is the essence of asking to be forgiven. And so ask instead of saying, and seek to forgive yourself as well. So when the person may choose to forgive you, he or she may choose not to, but you can forgive yourself. Know you've taken responsibility, make changes to try not to do it again, and move forward.
Right. Boy, we've covered a lot in two shows on this topic, Doctor.
We really have.
And there is so much here and so much for people to put into their life, you know, as on a daily basis, and start practicing it. Because we said that it's the practice of forgiveness, isn't it?
It is very much a practice.
We're not going to have it all down pat in one day. It's a matter of
not even in one lifetime. I don't think we'll have it all down pat, but we can practice.
We can. And that's what's fun too, to learn these concepts and how we can have a better life, more peaceful, more joy, and more contentment in our lives, and how we can be more productive instead of it standing still in a situation. We don't want our listeners to be stuck in that quicksand of unforgiveness and resentment all
their
lives.
Absolutely. It's about moving forward.
Absolutely. So we encourage our listeners to go back and listen to last week's show and this week's again when those come up. And hopefully you can be practicing this, and we will probably be on a new topic next week. And we're excited about this show. And tell a friend, tell a neighbors, tell them, hey, why don't you listen on Thursday nights? And also to the podcast and go back and listen. And on our website now, goyard2014.org, we've got all the shows up through December. We'll soon have January's up there too. Parting word, Doctor.
Well, I hope everyone has a great week, and see you next week. Good night.
Yes. It's been Dr. Falzone and Mama Mac here sharing all these concepts with you. So let's go hit a home run this week. What's holding you back? Something.